This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insight and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
We're open for business live.
Okay, good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock. It's Friday. It's the 6th of January, 2017. 2017 is upon us, in fact, already. So my name's Jamie Veitch. I'm your host for Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise programme, Business Live. So this is a special podcast edition of Business Live on Friday, the 6th of January, 2017. And my guest today is Curtis Wright. He's the founder and chief executive of My Sheffield Pound. We'll turn to Curtis in just a moment or two. But before we do that, what did you get up to over Christmas and the New Year period? Over the festive season, have you recharged your batteries? Are you raring to go? Have you made any New Year's resolutions for your business or your social enterprise? And how are you going to implement them? What are your plans? Don't forget, you can get in touch with us with this programme. You can email me, jamie@sheffieldlive.org. You can tweet, Jamie Veitch or Sheffield Live. You can find me through text messaging as well, of course, 07904 272 200. Send a text message about your plans. Because whether you're starting or running a business or a social enterprise, whether you're an employer or an employee, this programme is for you. And this programme contains features that you've chosen, that you've told us you want to hear. So put yourself forward as a guest or get in touch and tell me something that you'd like us to cover on the show, something helpful to you. Or let me know your New Year's resolutions. Or have you read any business or social enterprise books that have inspired or energised you over the festive break? I'd love to hear more. So get in touch. We always love to hear from listeners. We love to hear from you. So what's been going on in business and social enterprise over the festive period? Well, of course, it was the Queen's New Year honours. And business leaders from across Yorkshire were recognised in the Queen's New Year honours. So Doncaster Council's Mayor Ros Jones, who was elected in May 2013, she received a CBE for services to local government. James Newman, who is the former chairman of the Sheffield City Region Local Enterprise Partnership and the chairman of Finance Yorkshire and Fishing Republic, received an OBE for services to business, the economy and charity in Yorkshire. Meanwhile, David Cussons was awarded an MBE for services to agriculture and rural communities in Yorkshire, particularly the Rydale Agricultural Show. And Chris McCormack, who's the chief executive of educational charity and training provider, the Morthing Group, received an MBE for services to education and business in South Yorkshire. And let's not forget Stanley Shaw, a 90-year-old master cutler, who was awarded a British Empire Medal for services to manufacturing in Sheffield. Mr. Shaw worked in the cutler trade in the city since 1941, set up on his own as a little mester in 1983 and still works 2 days per week. Also, sales of vinyl in 2016 reached a 25-year high as consumers, young and old, once again embraced the physical formats of music. More than 3.2 million LPs were sold last year, a rise of 53% on the year before. And that's the highest number since 1991. What was in the charts in 1991? Can you remember? I can. Simply Red's Stars was the best-selling album. I did not buy it, did you? Well, you can get in touch and tell us about that if you want to. This 2016 was also the first year that spending on vinyl outstripped spending on digital downloads. Business leaders have urged the government to guarantee rights for newly hired EU employees. In research reported last week. What's your view on that? Are you running a business? Are you concerned about the potential impact of Brexit? Well, you can get in touch with us. And UK businesses can apply for a share of up to £455,000 for projects that will develop products to increase Europe's market share in solar power. So that funding has just been announced. What I'll do is I will tweet out a link for details so that you can find out more. So I think it's about time to turn to our guest of today. I'm really delighted that in the studio I have Curtis Wright with me. Curtis is the founder and the chief executive of My Sheffield Pound. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Jamie.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So great to see you today. First of all, I'd like you to tell me and to tell listeners about My Sheffield Pound. What's the concept?
Sure.
What's the idea?
Okay. Well, it's very simple. It's a new financial product which I'm looking to bring to the market, and it's electronic money, which will be a new payment platform exclusively available to locally owned independent businesses across Sheffield, and then we're looking to launch it out across a wider Sheffield City region. Just going into it in a little bit more depth, it's a smartphone application. So that's how consumers and both businesses will use the e-money. Essentially, it's an alternative payment solution to debit and credit cards, which when a customer goes to local businesses, uses their debit and credit card, the business then has to pay sometimes extortionate fees for the privilege of somebody using a card to pay for their goods. So
it's an alternative, it's a new payment system.
Yes.
And lots of things in that that we can just unpack a little bit.
Sure.
Because you first of all talked about it being local to Sheffield and then local Sheffield City region. So in a way, it's digital, but it's a local digital currency there.
It is indeed, yeah. So the local digital e-money platform. Yeah. The reasoning behind me actually creating this initiative and looking to roll it out to Sheffield is it's a cost saving for businesses, essentially. I think a lot of listeners will be thinking, well, we've had similar products before. But just think back to chip and pin, contactless, Apple Pay. Great, but look at how well they received. You know, everybody's using them nowadays, everybody's comfortable with them. But a lot of people won't actually have thought, what's the associated cost to using these?
Right.
So just focusing on the cost very briefly, during my initial research and analysis of the UK payment market, it was pretty eye-opening. It was an interesting experience. And the highest card processing cost, which was presented to me by a very well-known bank, was 4.9%.
Yeah, that's quite a hefty chunk.
Yeah. Our payment solution is going to be considerably less than that.
Okay. So there is a benefit to businesses, to independent businesses, if they use it. Presumably a benefit to consumers as well, if these costs are often being... Of course, they have to be passed on as part of the business cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one final point with regards to charges. When I've also conducted research with local business owners, been speaking to them face-to-face and via email, the medium fee that local businesses are paying is just a fraction over
3%. Okay, yeah.
3% may not sound like a lot to listeners and consumers, but if that's 3% taken from maybe 60, 70% of revenue being taken away from you when your margins are pretty tight anyway, I've seen it in my previous career. That can be the difference from remaining in business, keeping your head above water for a couple of weeks, keeping phone calls and various letters at bay, or unfortunately, you actually going out of business.
Yeah, margins can be really, really tight.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, local businesses, the lifeblood of the local economy. At the end of the day, they need to be helped, and we also need to look at some form of platform which helps to retain the funds that are being spent within the city. It is retained within the city as well.
And that's an interesting point as well. I mean, that's been described as something called the local multiplier effect by people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And perhaps you can sort of talk about the stats that have been produced by organisations such as NEF, New Economics Foundation, the value of a pound spent... with an independent local business compared with the value of a pound that's not.
Yeah, absolutely. It's some of the research which has been undertaken was also very eye-opening as well. But what £1 spent locally can be the equivalent of... £1 spent locally can be the cost equivalent of an increase of 400% to the local economy.
In terms of that pound spent in a local business, more of it is retained and then respent in the local
respent in local supply chain, local buyers, suppliers. There's a lot of other research behind reducing carbon emissions, etc., because companies will be using more local businesses as opposed to somebody a little bit further afield.
Yeah, okay. So huge potential positive impact as well.
Oh, absolutely.
There. So this is a business with a mission.
Absolutely.
And if you had to encapsulate that, I suppose, into a 30-second elevator pitch.
Oh, 30 or 60 seconds?
Go on, then, give me the 60 seconds.
No. We'll go with just 30. Best way for me to sort of pitch this would be how I plan to launch and roll this out.
Yes, so, and that's really interesting because I'd really like to come on to that.
I mean, essentially, it's not just a payment platform. Yeah. It's the aspiration for this is for it to become an essential proposition which has value-added services to both businesses and consumers. So there is a cost saving there for businesses. For the consumers, we also need to look at giving something back to them for using this digital platform. How do we do this? I've got a few different models I'm looking at by way of tailored rewards and discounts, built-in savings and cash management solutions for the consumers. One idea I'm looking at is also bringing a charity element into this where people using the digital platform, whenever they spend, they can round up to the nearest pound or the nearest 50 pence. So whatever their small change is, 3p, 15, 25p, that can be rounded off, set aside, and at the end of the month, we give that to local charities, and then as a business, we match what's given to local charities.
Right, okay. So interesting in terms of incorporating other elements into the mission of the business as well that will support local community projects, local charities too.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. I mentioned at the start that this will be delivered by way of a smartphone application.
Yes,
indeed. It's a little bit exciting for me, this. And yeah, you're actually the first person which I'll be showing this to, Jamie. I was working hard last night to try and get this prototype completed. So if I just quickly spin round and just... So as you can see, it's standard smartphone application.
Okay, standard smartphone application. Now, I'm taking a picture of this, listeners, so you can see it too.
Or do you want to take a little video?
We could, couldn't we?
Hold on, let me skip back to the homepage, then.
Okay, good.
So here we go. That's the security login page.
Okay, so we are here at security login page.
Yep. Okay, there we go. And then enter a PIN code. So here we go. Your personal profile or your personal details, how you top up your account and buy the digital currency, rewards earned. It's a very good and easy to use interface that I've designed.
Yeah.
Focusing on map of retailers. So we've got a geo-positioning map of City of Sheffield. See a couple of pin drop points here. So if I just touch on this little icon here. Here we go. We have the best fashion shop.
Right.
So we've got various different subcategories. So introduction about the business, where the location is, special offers and discounts, their contact details. And this will be the interface for all businesses. How you make a payment, I guess that's one crucial thing for us to touch on here. So so just imagine we're in a shop.
Okay, we're in a shop. I can see.
We're in a shop. We're stood at the counter. We're about to pay for the fantastic meal that we've had, which was made with local produce. And you come to pay. So we'll be using something called BLE, Bluetooth Low Energy technology.
Right.
Which will pair the device at the point of sale to us actually being stood there as well. So when you come to make a payment, you will hover the smartphone over the BLE beacon.
Yeah.
It will show what the amount is, the merchant, and a little timestamp as well. As you can see here, the logo and then approved transaction. Click on that. Again, it moves on to the next stage. This is where you're approving and you're authorizing the transaction. So you enter your PIN code. Oh, it has worked. Excellent. No pressure line there. And there we go. So that's wonderful. A transaction. You've got a copy of the receipt, which will then be put into your money management folder, which is down here in the bottom right-hand corner.
Superb. So we can see you've paid. You paid through your smartphone app.
Yep.
You now have Happy Retailer as well.
Happy Retailer. So we need a happy consumer as well. So I'm trying to follow a bit of a co-creation model for this business and getting this out to general public, where local residents and businesses can help to shape how this works, what features are included, what's actually going to benefit them. So as of this Monday the 9th, I'm starting my first 30-day consultation period where I want to speak to more businesses, business owners and residents to get their input.
So you're being proactive in terms of getting out there and talking to people.
Absolutely.
And you're inviting people to contact you to discuss this as well.
Yeah.
And so business owners, residents, social enterprises, community businesses, all sorts of different people are going to have all sorts of different questions about
this. Absolutely.
First of all, you talked earlier about how it's likely to reduce costs.
Yes.
If people are paying 3%.
Yeah.
For credit card processing. So forgive me if this is the question of a technical dunce.
Okay.
But if I have a phone and I'm going to pay, does the retailer need specialist equipment at their end to receive that signal through Bluetooth?
Yes.
Light? And is that a significant cost or is that...
It's minimal.
Okay.
So the implementation costs for this new technology to a business is very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the time frame it will take, there will be zero interruptions to their existing payment channels and their payment methods.
Right.
Ultimately, this is an alternative.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to impose this as the new industry standard. No, it's an alternative. It is a cost-saving alternative where you can use this alongside your existing methods.
Yeah.
Hopefully, as our residents become more aware of this initiative and they want to use this to get behind supporting businesses, it will become more relevant. And you never know. It could be the norm going forward.
Indeed.
For Sheffield.
Yeah, I mean, you did talk earlier about how rapidly the uptake has been of technologies that, you know, people might have said, oh, I'm scared of that or I'm worried about that. You know, we've gone from chip and pin to contactless technology very rapidly.
In 12 months.
Yeah, and then Apple Pay has been rolled out. Now, those are big technologies rolled out by, you know, big, well-known organisations.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sit alongside them in a complimentary way, but there'll be lots of people think, yeah, I like the idea of this as a sort of local currency.
Yeah.
With the local multiplier effect that we talked about earlier, they genuinely like that. For a business, does that restrict them? I mean, some people have sort of talked about one of the problems with local currencies, if you like, and this,
yeah,
you know, just describing this as a local currency doesn't necessarily do you justice, of course, but some people have said that one of the problems with local currencies is, oh, then there's a cost for the business, a hidden cost in terms of turning the money back into sterling.
Yes.
But they don't have to do that, do they?
No, not at all. There's been a very interesting article in The Economist recently,
yeah,
as well, which put a lot of negativity on independent currencies, complementary currency schemes, where I think it's down to perception and understanding.
Yes.
It's educating the wider public as to what these are and their sort of reasoning and mission behind it. I actually met with the Guild of Independent Currencies back in October of last year in Birmingham.
Yes.
So there's a lot of these schemes in existence in the UK at the minute.
Yeah.
Starting Bristol, Brixton.
Indeed. In Brixton, you can go to an ATM and get...
Yeah, absolutely.
Get Brixton money.
Yeah.
And Brixton pound. And, yeah, you mentioned Bristol, of course. Totnes as well.
Totnes, Exeter, Birmingham are looking to roll out. Liverpool as well.
Yeah.
You know, the work that they've done is great. It's fantastic. But we will be a little bit different to their models and what they've done so far. And I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here.
Not
at all. It's a simple cost-saving and reward-based solution.
Yeah.
That's it. So some of the comments that have been made about currency schemes is, well, they're not liquid. Mm. They're illiquid. They're going to fail. Well, this is parity to sterling. It's not a mined cryptocurrency or anything like that at all.
No, so it's not like Bitcoins.
No, absolutely not, which is one of the questions business owners have said, I don't understand Bitcoin, please tell me. So don't worry. This is a solution which my gran will understand. She will know. It's open to everybody. It's complete transparency. It's going to be so user-friendly. So the key differences for us here in Sheffield is we don't need to be liquid and hold cash reserves. One of the structures which I'm looking at is a simple credit and a top-up system
of
buying the electronic Sheffield pounds. So it's immediate cash in, cash out.
Yes.
So going back to, a business owner, they're going to be charged for putting their Sheffield pounds back into sterling. No, not at all. This can be fed and credited into your existing business account, corporate account, whoever you bank with.
So that will answer some of the questions that people might have in terms of worrying about accepting money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to try and give a bit of comfort to both business owners and consumers, because just focusing on this article, it highlighted that they're not safe, they don't have any central bank backing. One comment that made me laugh was, it's like a self-imposed trade sanction because it costs them money to turn it back into sterling. No, that's not the case. Do central banks actually want this? Probably not. But
is that a barrier, though? I mean,
no.
Do traditional funders have traditional funders necessarily, or venture capitalists wanted to embrace alternative funding methods like peer-to-peer lending, community development finance initiatives, or crowdfunding?
Keyword there.
Or whatever.
How are people going to embrace this? I mean, I've read a lot of Bank of England white papers. There was one paragraph which jumped out in one of the papers was, they don't see independent currencies as a threat to the financial system. It shouldn't be seen as a threat anyway.
No.
And again, this is where people's perception and understanding may be a little bit wrong, where, you know, I don't want to take over and enforce this on people.
No,
at the end of the day, it's an alternative and supplementary pay method.
Yeah,
to the norm that's out there.
And you can call it complementary, and you could say, well, this will work for independence.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I've been in dialogue with the FCA Innovation Hub since June of 2016. Believe me, this is a highly regulated area.
Yes, FCA, for those who don't know, Financial Conduct Authority.
Correct. So the UK financial regulator. A lot of work which I've undertaken so far, and a lot more which I need to do to obtain the necessary licences, which will allow this payment platform to go live and out to market.
So what's the timescale of this rollout and that work that you need to do?
A lot of this is out of my hands. Mm-hmm. It's sitting with the regulator.
Yeah.
For them to process and do what they need to do internally. I don't want to commit to a timeline and then not be able to deliver on that. I hope a 6-month maximum period I can give comfort to the FCA. We work very closely and we get the relevant e-money license issued.
Okay.
Again, just going back to the sort of comfort side for consumers and businesses, You know, the license which I need to obtain is a very stringent e-money license.
Yeah.
It's law, it's legislation. There is a safety net in place to give confidence to consumers who may be a little bit sceptical of this.
And does the FCA require you to put a capital up to, a bond or a guarantee to get that license, or do they do due diligence on you, or do you? What's the process?
There's no guarantee or bond which needs to be placed, but extensive due diligence.
Okay.
I need to be seen as a fit and proper individual to be running this operation. And I hope part of my sort of previous career will give them comfort and allow me to get this standalone license.
Yeah, great.
So,
I'm going to ask you about the previous career in a moment or two.
Sure.
And also, just want to go back to the consultation period as well.
Sure.
Because that's obviously crucial. You've talked about co-creating this,
yes.
Really. In other words, taking the consultation very much on board from businesses and individuals to make it the product and the service that will work best for them. And
yeah.
So people can get in touch with you, or you'll be proactively going out and getting in touch.
I'll be proactively going out and reaching out to businesses.
Yeah.
I see that as being the easy part for me.
Yeah.
But how do I get out to consumers and the public of Sheffield and the wider city region? That's where hopefully they can approach me via social media, the landing page which I've set up.
And let's give a quick shout out in the middle of this interview.
Absolutely.
For those places where people can find it.
Sure. So on social media, I'm more active on Twitter. So the Twitter handle is @mycitymypound.
Yep.
The website which I've created is www.mysheffieldpound.co.uk. On the landing page, there is a little PDF where there's more details and information about what I'm creating here, and also two different options of registering your interest as a consumer and also as a business.
Okay, great. So lots of ways for people to contact you. This is Business Live with me, Jamie Veitch. Business Live is Sheffield Live's weekly business and social enterprise programme. I mean, my guest today is Curtis Wright, founder and chief executive of My Sheffield Pound. Curtis has been talking about the concept, the idea, the mission of My Sheffield Pound, how it will work, and how people can get in touch with Curtis to talk about how they'd like to use My Sheffield Pound as well. So, you just wanted to touch on something else in terms of My Sheffield Pound and challenges for local currencies and so on as well. I think there was something final point you wanted to make.
Just one final point, which kind of it's a double point of co-creation and again putting people's mind at rest and also creating something which is going to be open to all residents across the city. I don't think it's fair for me as a founder of a tech company to be squirreled away, build something, then launch it and expect the public to use and adapt and start using this platform straight away. So that's why I'm starting the consultation period. Just going back to the existing schemes across the UK, because I know there's going to be a proportion of our market who may not be comfortable with using a smartphone application.
Yeah.
They're not comfortable with it and they don't want that to be forced upon them. So it'd be great if 6-12 months down the line we had Sheffield Pounds with Jess Ennis, Sean Bean, Jarvis on there. It'd be great. And if the public want that, we will do that. So my final point is, going back to the general public, please do get in contact. Give us your input. Give us your feedback. How do you want this to work for you? What features and rewards do you want back from this? So that, okay, we have a smartphone app. We will launch that, let's say, phase one. And then phase two, further down the line, could be a physical paper currency, which is used in all stores across the city.
Right. Okay, got it. So an iterative process, clearly, and a highly consultative process.
Absolutely.
We've only got a few minutes left, but fascinating background as well, of course, Curtis. You were working in a corporate environment. You were working in HSBC for many years, and you worked with quite a few high-profile clients. Now, what skills and experience from your previous roles at HSBC are transferable and are you bringing to the work that you're doing in terms of founding and launching and running My Sheffield Pound?
Yeah, I'd say every single hour that I spent with the bank is useful and transferable across. I was lucky to work for the bank for 9 years. I set out on a 10-year apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and work in as many different business areas as I can. Travel the world with the business as well. I'll get to 10 years and then I'll step away and look at pursuing my own business venture.
Yeah.
I was lucky where I did work with some high-profile organisations, some multinational corporations, which I'd say it was their interaction which has been the most valuable for me to take away and then put pen to paper on this project and start to build it. So, this actually came about 18 months ago.
Right.
Yeah. So 18 months ago, let's call them a big sandwich shop chain where we rolled out, believe it or not, one of the first corporate direct debits in the UAE as a cost-saving initiative to franchisees.
Right.
And that was 160 businesses.
So you were part of the rollout in your work at the bank, supporting them rolling that out in the UAE.
Yes.
Okay. And so this germinated the seed of a...
Yeah, so a seed was planted to think, okay, right, this... And to me, it was an obvious. So, yeah. And it wasn't just me. It was my payment and cash management partners. And there was a big team of us. But I was kind of like the project lead on it. And it planted the seed of, okay, I've just created a cost saving for 160 businesses.
Yeah.
What more can we do? How can we push this a little bit further? So then we looked at point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do there? How can we streamline things? How can we, again, create another cost saving to the business? And it was a power of numbers, which again is what I want to try and use here in Sheffield by power of numbers en masse. Okay, it's a small amount of businesses which have already stated an interest in this and they're willing to sign letters of intent to use this product.
Mm-hmm.
A few of the projects which I was involved in, which, again, just helped create this initial idea to what it now is.
And so the seed was planted then. Your skills and experience, particularly that experience working in terms of helping a high-profile business implement solutions that... Yeah, have some things in common.
Yes.
Are clearly transferable. Making the decision to leave the corporate world, to leave what many would consider to be a very safe environment and perhaps a very well-paid environment to go into the uncertainties of your own business and startup. Well, of course, that's what entrepreneurs do. But for people who are in any job who are thinking of starting their own business, should they take the leap? What do they need to do before they take that leap?
Absolutely. It's the past 12 months have been a roller coaster and great, a bit better than I ever expected. I thought I knew a lot. I had a lot of the skill set that was transferable and, you know, I could roll this out within 3 months. No, I was so wrong. I'd only just scratched the surface. You have to be very strong-willed. You need to be determined and confident in your abilities of taking that step away. And I think for me, it wasn't really taking a step away from a safety net of a paid job. I've lived away from Sheffield for 7 years. So I mentioned that I set out on a 10-year apprenticeship. I cut it short after 9 years, moved back. So it was... Yeah, it was understanding Sheffield a little bit more, the local market, establishing my network again.
Yeah, well, what changes in 10 years, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But the most surprising factor was coming back and the Grosvenor House Hotel is still there. But anyway.
Not for much longer.
we're finally in progress at work. But for anybody out there who's wanting to become an entrepreneur, who has those ideas there, there is support functions for you.
Yeah.
There's mentor groups, there's startup accelerators, there's a whole host of support functions available where you shouldn't feel that you're kind of locked away in a bedroom or a home office, scrolled away working on this. There's support functions there.
Yeah. Okay, good. And so something that a lot of people on this radio programme have talked about is the value of mentorships or of support and going in asking for help and not trying Absolutely. To do everything on your own. So you're sort of echoing that as well. You're saying use the support is there.
Yeah, use the support, speak to people, okay. Use people as sounding boards, yeah. Create a bit of a mentoring panel. There's a bit of a, well, there is a big social mission, underlying social mission, which I've got to this business. And I hope that, and don't want to put you under pressure here, Jamie, but hopefully you'll have me back in 5 weeks once I've finished the consultation period. We can have a bit of a follow-up to see what's happened over those 30 days. And then I can speak more about this underlying social missions. And then we can come back to that point of, you know, helping other entrepreneurs. People who've got those ideas, you know, I quit a job to come back to UK, to come back home to Sheffield to help my local businesses, but I want to disrupt the payment market. That's what I want to do. That's having worked in that industry, got the background, that's what I'm going for.
I want to disrupt the payment market, he says. Well, let's make that a date. Let's get you back on in 5 weeks' time to follow the story.
Excellent.
And find out what's happened during the consultation period. Yeah. That'd be really good to
Exciting
know.
Exciting times ahead.
Yeah. So Curtis Wright, founder and chief executive, My Sheffield Pound, thank you very much for joining me in the Sheffield Live radio studio today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jamie.
Pleasure to talk with you. And can you just give a quick list of ways in which people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the best channel is going online to the website www.mysheffieldpound.co.uk.
Yeah.
As I mentioned before, there is the two links which will take you to the consumer interest and the business interest. A PDF with more details, just explaining a bit of a mission, what I'm trying to achieve here. But at the bottom of the page, you will see that there is links to social media. As I mentioned, the Twitter handle is @mycitymypound. We've got a Facebook page up and running as well. I'm on Instagram, even though I haven't really utilised that yet. But more importantly, a little mail icon, which is a direct link to my email, to my business inbox. So please, any questions, queries, concerns you've got, I want to listen to you. As I said before, it is a co-creation product. I'm making this for not only for me, but for everybody out there to hopefully benefit Sheffield and the wider city region. So
get in touch. It's a call to action. Well, Curtis Wright, Chief Executive, Founder, My Sheffield Pound, thank you very much for joining me today. We'll get you back in 5 weeks' time, find out what's been going on. But thanks very much for right now.
Thank you, Jamie.
And this has been a special edition of Business Live, Sheffield Live's weekly business and social enterprise programme with me, Jamie Veitch. Thanks very much for listening today. And of course, we'll be back on air next Friday, the 13th of January. So tune in on FM radio or online then. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for Business Live.